Value chain analysis. The value chain is a way of understanding where costs occur in an organization or a supply chain and how one activity in the chain can affect the costs of another. By analyzing these connections, an organization may find ways to lower costs and improve competitive power without damaging quality and long-term profitability. A value chain is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the functions within a company that add value to the goods or services that the organization sells to customers and for which it receives payment. The value chain consists of two types of activities, primary and support. Primary activities create value and will vary in different organizations. Support activities make the primary activities possible. For example, the primary activity of operations cannot occur without the help of IT, which supports information systems used in production processes, human resources, which secures workers, and accounting, which makes sure that everyone, employees and suppliers, is paid. The value chain is illustrated in Exhibit 1-26. Exhibit 1-26, Internal Value Chain. The organization's internal cost structure is composed of the costs of all its internal activities. Having internal costs greater than its competitors' costs can put an organization at a competitive disadvantage unless it is able to create a different advantage to outweigh this liability, for example, better quality levels or faster innovation. The organization's value chain is usually only one part of a larger value chain system that includes the value chains of each trading partner of the organization, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as any organization external to the firm that plays an integral role within the supply chain community and whose business fortune depends on the success of the supply chain community. The trading partners, suppliers and channel partners, distributors, dealers, retailers, and the organization work together to provide value to customers. This extended value chain system is illustrated in Exhibit 1-27. Exhibit 1-27, Value Chain System. For example, a supplier's value chain includes its quality assurance activities that make sure that components delivered to the organization meet specifications. At the other end of the supply chain, the training activity in a dealership makes sure that sales representatives are knowledgeable about the organization's products and can present them effectively to customers. Both of these activities contribute to the cost of the goods delivered to the customer. A value chain analysis considers these activities in terms of their effect on costs and profit across the supply chain. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines value chain analysis as an examination of all links a company uses to produce and deliver its products and services, starting from the origination point and continuing through delivery to the final customer. Some supply chain partner activities, however, create costs without contributing value. For example, the ordering system a supplier uses actually increases the organization's inventory costs by increasing labor. If the organization can convince the supplier to simplify this activity, it can decrease purchasing costs. Similarly, imagine that a distributor damages product while handling it. The organization incurs additional costs in retrieving the damaged goods, replacing the order, and rebuilding customer confidence. Working with the distributor to identify and fix the root cause of the problem will cause some initial labor cost, but will result in regularly lower costs associated with distribution. It will also increase customer satisfaction. Value chain example. Leaders at the motorcycle manufacturer have mapped the organization's internal value chain and value chain system. The major participants and their relationships are shown in Exhibit 1-28. Keep in mind that the motorcycle manufacturer's suppliers and dealers have their own value chain systems. Exhibit 1-28, Motorcycle Manufacturer's Value Chain System. The motorcycle manufacturer's leaders convene a strategy session that includes representatives from all functions. They discuss ways in which the internal value chain and the value chain system operate well and ways in which the organization could leverage its value chain system to become more competitive. For example, production thinks it would help assembly if production were included in the design process. Production could point out proposed specifications that would create production challenges and increase costs and time. It could also prepare staff and work centers for any coming changes. Production also proposes that suppliers be drawn into this process earlier. The suppliers need time to prepare their own supply chains. They might be able to advise about components whose supply has been unpredictable or uneven in quality. This would help production avoid downtimes on production lines and rework when flaws are discovered in components after assembly. Marketing manages the model design process, and it is open to this more collaborative approach. They use a similar approach with the dealer network, bringing influential dealers into early discussions about new model features and effective marketing campaigns. Finance takes the opportunity to raise the issue of the chargebacks from dealers for warranty work. The motorcycle manufacturer needs to find some way to lower these costs. HR notes that they could also get started on developing training if they were included as soon as model decisions were finalized. Taking this broader view of its business helps the organization see the internal and supply chain interactions required to create value. The management group is challenged to find ways to enhance this collaborative power.